Okay, so we're back here with episode 3 of Sightings Sunday. Today we're going to be talking about the Mothman of Point Pleasant. Weird cryptid with wings and glowing red eyes. This was something Jake wanted to talk about this week. So Jake, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you know about Mothman?
Well, basically, I have a book about Mothman. Well, it's about all the monsters. And maybe we'll do another one once after the season finale, which is our finale of Sighting Sundays, which we'll talk about how we do it, how we do these. And then we'll be talking about how I get all this information. So
a lot of this you're getting from, like, the books that you've gotten, right? Yeah. You've gotten some books for Christmas. You've gotten some books for your birthday. I've bought you a few books, right? So you have, like, a lot of cool paranormal books already, right? In your little library?
Yeah. Well, and I'm also going to the bookstore today. So, and I'll get some more books, which will be about Mothman and other stuff. And then I'll get some other books. So, I guess now we'll talk about Sighting Sundays. Now, there is no sightings that we haven't looked it up on the internet, so I guess we're going to have to talk about the regular sightings.
Well, we've never had sightings of Mothman, right?
No.
No, you never saw any sort of winged creature flying around? No, me neither. But why are you interested in Mothman?
I forgot. I thought you told me about him one day. Oh, wait, there's something that you told me one day. So you told me about Mothman, which it was like when you told me that there was like this creature, and I thought there were superheroes.
He sounds like a superhero, right?
Yeah,
like, Mothman. I'm Mothman, I fly into flames or something, right?
So basically, Dad's going to start off with the first one.
The first Mothman sighting?
Yeah.
Which I think was in 1966 in Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
Yeah.
And I guess it was some kids in the TNT area, right? And they thought they were kind of hanging out in there and exploring this old army installation that they used to store explosives at. They called it the TNT area. And the kids were in there, and I guess they got chased out by, like, a large bird-like creature, right? It had, like, wings and big red eyes, and it chased them out. And
yeah.
I guess over the course of the next couple of weeks and months, there were more people who said they saw the same creature, right?
Yeah.
Now, some people thought that it was, like, a large bird, like a sandhill crane, which is a very... It's a big bird with a very big, long wingspan.
Yeah, they said it was, like, 10 feet.
Yeah, and a sandhill crane has a very large wingspan, very similar to a Mothman, and I guess it's got, like, some red markings on the side of its head, so they thought that maybe that's what people were seeing, is glowing red eyes. I don't know how that would work, but that's what they thought. Some of the skeptics were saying that's what Mothman was. So, what do you think Mothman was?
I think Mothman is, like, an alien-type creature, but for sure, I don't really know.
Well, nobody really knows, right? That's why it's a mystery. Because it could be an alien. It could be a cryptid. It could just be some unknown animal, right?
Yeah.
That we just don't know about yet. It could have just been a bird, right? Or an owl. Some people thought it may have been an owl because of the... Again, some owls have very large wingspans.
Yeah, but he said crouched down. He said crouched down. He has, like, the wings...
But you know what it is? Like, if you look at an owl kind of has no shoulders, right?
Yeah.
If it's on the ground, it would look like something crouched down in the dark.
Because a bat, they say it's like a bat or an owl, so it would have red eyes, which is similar, kind of similar to a bat.
Yeah, and owls, their eyes will reflect light, so at night it would look like that their eyes were glowing.
Yeah, but it's pretty weird because most people would have, like, tan or white headlights, and it would not be an owl because it would just reflect, but an owl would reflect, like, the backlights, but if there was, like, the front lights hitting it, there would be, like, the white eyes. So it's definitely not an owl, that's what we know, because it's hard to explain if the headlights hit there, how could it be an owl?
Well, a lot of animals have the eye shine at night, right?
Yeah,
we've seen that on TV shows and the documentaries. So it's possible. It could, you know, it could have been an owl. You know, if the kids were scared and they're, you know, it's dark, and they think that they're seeing some sort of monster. That, you know, your brain can play tricks on you sometimes too.
Yeah.
So it's possible, because nobody's really seen Mothman since. I mean, some people say they have, and there's been other reports of flying humanoids. Do you remember the story I told you about the flying humanoid that they saw out over Coney Island?
Yeah.
Like, in the very early 1900s, I believe it was. I'd have to do my research on that again. But I know that there were people who, in Coney Island, they saw it looked like a flying humanoid. And this was probably like 1918, a long time ago. And they saw like a flying human, like, it looked like a, they said he looked like he had, like bat wings.
Really?
And frog feet. And he was flying out, of course, to New Jersey, because that's where all abominations go, I guess, right?
Yeah.
We tease New Jersey, because we're New Yorkers.
Which, I go to New Jersey, and I have to go there, and...
You ever seen any weird, disgusting-looking flying humanoids?
No.
No, just non-flying, disgusting humanoids?
No.
No? Okay.
Well, the only thing that they see there is flying humanoids. But I think I know where the flying humanoid is gone.
Where?
No, I think I know why he disappeared.
Oh, why?
Because the Cloverfield is there.
That's not even... What?
The Cloverfield.
The Cloverfield? The Cloverfield monster?
Yeah.
We'd all be in trouble if that thing was real, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so... More Mothman, more flying humanoids. So then I guess they last saw Mothman when the Silver Bridge collapsed.
Yeah.
In 1967, I think that was.
And then they said that he came back.
Yeah, I think there's been sightings of other flying humanoids.
Yeah.
They're probably not sure if it's Mothman, because people have said they've seen flying humanoids in other places besides Point Pleasant, which is where the original Mothman...
Yeah. But those can be, like, Mothman Juniors?
Cousins of Mothman?
Yeah.
His family coming to visit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mothman with hair.
Mothman with hair. Hair man?
Yeah. That's Flying Bigfoot.
He's Bigfoot?
Well, Flying Bigfoot.
Flying Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think they know each other? Well, Bigfoot and Mothman?
Well, for sure, the Jersey Devil and Bigfoot know each other.
Well, some people think that the Jersey Devil is Bigfoot, right?
Really?
Because the Jersey Devil would... Do you think the Jersey Devil and Mothman are related? Because they're both kind of like flying creatures.
Yeah.
Do you think they might be like the same thing?
Yeah.
They look a little different in stories that have been told about them, but they're both kind of like these weird flying creatures, right?
Yeah, so, one is a horse.
Which one is that?
The Jersey Devil.
Yeah, that one they say looks more like a horse, right? Like a horse head?
Yeah.
Sort of thing?
Bat wings.
It has bat wings?
I don't believe in that. That's just stupid.
The Jersey Devil?
Yeah.
Why do you think the Jersey Devil's stupid, but Mothman you think is real?
Well, because Mothman makes more sense. Like, but they said that the Jersey Devil's like a legend...
Yeah, the Jersey Devil, the Leeds Devil.
They say the Jersey Devil was like a baby that came out of someone.
Yeah, I guess it was this, like the 13th child of some woman, Mrs. Leeds, or it happened in Leeds, New Jersey. They're not really sure where the legend began. And I guess she cursed the baby because she didn't want, like, this is like her 13th child. And she was just... She cursed it and said, you know, may the devil take my baby or whatever, and it turned into the Jersey Devil, and it flew away into the Pine Barrens and has been haunting people ever since. But some people think...
Good luck, it's a Jersey Devil!
Yeah. Well, now there's the New Jersey hockey team is called the Jersey Devils. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a hockey team called the Jersey Devils. But some people think that the Jersey Devil is just Bigfoot. Not that Bigfoot can fly, but when they're hearing these strange noises coming from the woods, the Pine Barrens, they hear like screams or just weird sounds in the forest, they think that maybe it's just actually like more of a Bigfoot creature. And I've been to the Pine Barrens, and it's weird down there. Spooky. Yeah, it's a spooky, spooky forest.
When did that happen?
When did I go down there?
Yeah.
Long time. It was before you were born. I used to date a girl who lived down there. And she took me through the Pine Barrens one time. And we drove through and it was just very spooky. Deserted, nothing in there. Very weird feeling in the Pine Barrens. Really? So, yeah, so who knows? Maybe there's weird creatures living in there.
Yeah, I don't think the Dirty Devil is actually real.
No?
No.
Okay, well, everybody has their opinions. You know, like, I don't think lake monsters are real.
Me either.
Or the Chupacabra. I think, you know, Chupacabra just is a very silly thing to me. I don't really believe that there's anything going on there.
Yeah, it's probably like another species of dog.
Yeah, well, I think it's just a legend, and now anytime anybody sees, like, a weird-looking dog, they think it's the Chupacabra, which...
But the other type of Chupacabra, mm-hmm. remember? That looks really, really weird.
Which one?
The one that has that, that's like the white thing.
Well, those are just drawings of something, you know, that people say they've seen. But, like, anytime they capture something and they say, oh, look, it's the Chupacabra, it's not, it's usually just a dog or a wolf or a coyote that's like...
That's what they say the Chupacabra is, but there's another type of Chupacabra, which is another, it's not a dog, it's kind of like an alien,
mm-hmm.
but it's kind of like this little, like, alien.
Okay.
It's like white. And it has, like, these red, glowing, beating eyes.
Yeah, that's what people say. That's what it initially was. It was supposed to be, like, it looked like, almost like an alien, like a gray alien with the big black eyes and, you know, but it had, like, spikes down its spine and big, like, talons on its hands. It was supposed to be, like, this really vicious-looking creature, and now everybody, they just see, like, these dead dogs and, like, oh, look, it's a Chupacabra.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, it doesn't really look anything like what... People said it looked like.
Maybe they were just saying that they saw different, like, dogs that were, like, huge, but, and they had, like, these big giant ears.
Mm-hmm.
But the Chupacabra's not real.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
It's probably just, like, outside dogs that's killing. There's a ton of rabies.
Yeah, they say it's usually animals with some sort of disease, maybe rabies or the mange or a combination of things, and it just causes them to look funny. And act weird because, yeah, they're hungry or they're, you know, they have some sort of disease that makes them act weird. And that's why they get mistaken for a Chupacabra, but it's not a Chupacabra. See, the Jersey Devil, I don't know if I believe in the Jersey Devil because that's just a weird looking thing. But you know, I can believe that maybe there's something living in the Pine Barrens, like a Bigfoot creature maybe, because I think there's enough land in there. You know, there's just so much land in the Pine Barrens, and it's so deserted in there that I think, you know, Bigfoot could live in there if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Would you go to the Pine Barrens with me if I took you? If
yeah.
On a little trip?
No.
No? You wouldn't want to go in there?
No.
Even during the day?
No.
No? Why not?
It sounds like spooky.
Yeah, but that's kind of the fun, isn't it? No? You gotta talk. They can't see you shaking your head no on the radio. What would you want to do? Do you want to go Bigfoot hunting at some point?
Yeah.
Yeah? Where should we go besides the park over here?
Upstate New York.
Upstate New York? Where I heard that stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can go up there. There's other places upstate too, like Whitehall. Whitehall, New York supposedly has a lot of Bigfoot sightings.
Really?
Yeah, and that's upstate. And so we can go up there maybe one day. Any other thoughts on Mothman? The Silver Bridge collapse, you think he caused that? Or do you think it was just coincidence?
Coincidence.
Just coincidence.
Maybe he was warning the people.
Yeah, some people think that he was not causing the disaster, but he was trying to warn people of it.
And yeah, and when he went around and he chased all those people out
mm-hmm.
of the TNT area, maybe there was danger.
Very possible, yeah. Maybe he's... Maybe he's not like a bringer of destruction. Maybe he's like
a warner.
A warner. They call it like a harbinger or an omen. You know, just
and once they're on there, and maybe once they're by their car, they're telling them that there's going to be more danger, like the 9/11.
Right.
Could have warned everyone not to go into New York.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what some people think is that he's, you know, if it exists, that it's not. it's not the cause of disaster. He's the one warning them that something bad's going to happen and, like, to get away. And some people said they saw Mothman on the Silver Bridge before it collapsed. So that's why some people blame him for it, and some people think he was trying to warn people. So it's tough. It's tough to understand. It's a weird mystery.
Yeah.
You know, some things like Bigfoot or UFOs are a little bit more straightforward, and then you get, like, things like the Mothman, which there's just a lot of mystery surrounding it because it kind of just happened, and then it went away, and nobody's really seen Mothman much since. Or if they have, it's just been, like, really weird sightings in different places.
And maybe the flying humanoid was another. Well, to me, it sounds like a mutant from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Because I remember there was, like, a frog guy with, like, bat wings.
Yeah, there's a lot of these weird one-off type creatures. You know, people have been seeing Bigfoot for hundreds of years, going back to the Native Americans, but then you have things like Mothman or flying humanoids that are just kind of, you're not seeing them as often. You know, they're just like these weird one-off sort of things, or there's just a little, you know, flap of Mothman sightings for like a year, and then it goes away forever. And or the Dover Demon. We talked about the Dover Demon last week, right? And that was another thing that was like one night, you know, two sets of kids saw it in two different places, and then it was, like, never seen again. So what the heck was it?
Really? It was never seen after that?
No, it was one night. I guess some kids saw it. There was, like, three or four kids driving, and they saw it. And then a couple hours later, a different group of kids were driving, and they saw it. But it was the same night, and that was it. And then nobody ever saw it again.
Where is it?
Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dover, Massachusetts. That's why I call it the Dover Demon.
Maybe you can go up there.
We'll go up there at some point. We're gonna go hit Massachusetts.
Did they say he's like a scary thing?
No, they said he was very small. He was only like 2-3 feet tall.
Oh, let's take him home.
Yeah, very skinny. I guess it was just very weird looking. You know, people thought maybe it was like an escaped monkey.
I'll name him Bob.
Bob the Dover Demon?
Yeah. And keep it as like a house pet.
You can clean up after him then.
You are.
He leaves his little Dover Demon pellets. Okay.
Yeah. When I'm so around in the night.
Yeah.
And he comes back here.
Would you let him sleep with you?
Yeah.
Yeah? The Dover Demon? Yeah. What about Mothman? Would you let Mothman in the house?
No.
No? Make him sit outside?
Yeah.
He's a yard animal? He's a yard pet?
Yeah. Mothman? He'll be my little guard dog.
Well, if you had Mothman on the stoop, I don't think anybody would break into the house, right?
No.
A giant, like, 7 foot tall winged creature. He'd be good protection, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You
fly away with him and never come back.
All right, so I guess we can wrap up for this week, right?
Yeah.
So we've talked about Mothman, flying humanoids, the Jersey Devil. What are we going to talk about next week?
Well, actually, I planned another thing for next week.
What's that?
Okay. For you who know a lot of gaming and Scott Calvin, we're going to be talking about Five Nights at Freddy's next week.
Is that paranormal? That's scary, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we can talk about Five Nights at
Freddy's. That's actually in the occult section.
Oh, what?
That's actually in the occult section, maybe. Because they said that they make Five Nights at Freddy's books.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a whole series. But they said it was based off of real events, so if you think that really happened, or if you've had, like, if you played that game, tell us in the story, or, like, write to us
about
if you've played the Five Nights at Freddy's game.
Or if you've really had an animatronic bear come and try to kill you, right?
Not just an animatronic bear.
What else is it?
There's a puppet. There's the puppet. There's Freddy Fazbear the Bear.
Okay. So the puppet's name is just Puppet?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was another name. Oh, I gotta look it up
later. All right, we'll come back to it next week when we do our next podcast. Okay. We'll discuss Five Nights at Freddy. We'll discuss, we can talk like Slender Man, which is like the new... Which I don't believe is actually real, because it was just invented, like, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But
it actually was.
Yeah, but we could talk about like the legend of it, you know.
It was actually a game too.
Yeah, well, they made it into a game.
Yeah, I think it was a stories, and then it turned into a game. I think it was actually a game first, and then it turned into stories.
But that's how like legends get started sometimes, you know. Sometimes people just make something up and people believe that it's real, and then it becomes like.
Yeah, but the Slenderman had to become. It was like a. It was not like a story that the Native Americans made up.
No, some guy on the internet made it up like a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yeah, it was. I think there was a contest, and they had to come up with like a scary character, and he came up with Slenderman, and then some kids started thinking that it was like a real monster or whatever.
Really?
And it took on a life of its own, and people now. A lot of people think Slenderman is like a real legend, and it really isn't. It just came about a couple of years ago. Some guy made it up, and he said, yeah, it was just a story I made up.
A really good one.
Yeah, we can talk about that next time, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's wrap up for today.
And they say that the Slenderman is a real person that was cursed.
Yeah, well, that's the legend, right?
Yeah, they say he's like an evil person who was cursed by a demon, and then he put on this mask to kill people, and then he has like these tentacles coming out. And if you know the game The Evil Within, I watched the end. It's pretty cool.
Oh really?
Yeah, you play the whole game and it's like a scary game, but then once you get to the end, it's awesome. You're being chased by the Slenderman.
Okay, so I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Alright, so next time we'll talk about Five Nights at Freddy, talk about Slenderman. And
Slenderman.
Sal Slenderman. It's Slenderman, but I think some people call it Slenderman, but it's Slenderman.
Well, it just makes sense that Slenderman.
Okay. All right. So thanks again, Jake. And